Searching the room, my sister suddenly called for me from out in the kitchen.
Where are you, Jenny? I need you to help me.
My mouth suddenly dropped open.
What's going on?
I again whispered.
If my sister is out in the kitchen, then who was talking to me in here?
Why, it was I,
interrupted the same voice from behind me. I was too scared to turn around and see where the voice was coming from.
What in the world is going on?
I thought to myself.
Hey, wait a minute. This has to be someone playing a birthday trick on me. Are you still behind me, voice?
I asked with a suspicious and now smiling face.
Why, yes, I am,
the voice replied.
Then follow me outside, voice,
I said.
Let's see how nice of a day it is.
I started to walk across the hardwood floor, knowing that whoever was trying to trick me wouldn't follow. But to my surprise, I suddenly heard what sounded like a horse's hooves following behind me. I stopped dead in my tracks and ever so slowly started to follow my eyes around behind me. I was really scared now, petrified, and after turning in half a circle, found myself face to face with the talking voice. I was now staring into the eyes of the repositioned rocking horse. I started carefully looking the strange horse over, but was again surprised to see that it was now standing on its own, on all four feet.
How in the world did you ever get off your rockers?
I hesitantly whispered out loud.
Why, I simply walked off,
spoke the wooden horse.
It was really not that hard.
I backed away in disbelief and stood motionless as the rocking horse continued to speak.
Hello, Jenny. I'm glad to meet you. Jenny, are you okay?
Asked the rocking horse.
I'm not sure. Who are you?
I'm your rocking horse, Jenny.
This has to be some kind of joke,
I insisted.
I assure you, it's no joke,
said the rocking horse.
Your Uncle Herbert found me in an old barn attic, all dirty and broken. He took me to his home, cleaned me all up, and repaired my broken parts. He's a wonderful person, your uncle.
But how are you able to walk and talk?
Well, I'm much older than you might think. I was born in a time when rocking horses all talked and walked. But little did your uncle know that I am the last remaining talking rocking horse left in the world. My friends and family have all deteriorated over the years. I guess the air in the barn's dry attic helped to preserve me.
But why didn't you simply walk away from the barn?
I said.
Oh, I could never move on my own, not unless my owner asked me to.
But you are moving now.
Well, I am your present now, Jenny. Remember? And you did ask the voice to follow you outside to see how nice a day it was. Well, the voice belongs to me. So you see, I had to come along with my voice.
The wooden rocking horse laughed.
I guess I did. I did ask the voice to go outside. I wonder why my uncle gave you to me.
Because he knew you would be the perfect one to help all little girls and boys that were in trouble.
What do you mean?
Jenny, your Uncle Herbert found more than a rocking horse in the barn's attic that day. He also found what's in that small package over there in the corner,
said the talking horse.
Your uncle knew that it would be a perfect fit for you.
But where did it come from? I didn't notice it before when I was unwrapping you.
It was there all...